This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980 on a Victory Monday, I guess. Here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Anthony is dancing. He is pumped up. He's playing the song. But Anthony, do you actually feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay. I mean, look, they played great. It's just, you know, the starting quarterback and future of the franchise didn't play past the first series.
I mean, yeah, that's a little concerning.
Yeah, just, you know, not full on concerning. Officially listed as week to week, as you just heard in the press conference, and then Russell apparently had a freak out about. He doesn't have a broken rib. I wouldn't want to have to bet my life on it, but like, he doesn't have a broken rib, because if he had a broken rib, they would be concerned about impact. He's got something muscular because they're concerned about him actually being able to perform the movements, as Dan Quinn called them, aka throwing a football. So that's good and bad. If it was a broken rib, you could in some ways like put a flak jacket on and just go out and play. And it's a pain tolerance issue. This is a performance issue. So my guess is that we're going to see what he's got this week in practice, and they will go from there. So with that, I say we get started on 1st and 10 then, shall we? Let's just break down the game.
It's time to get the breakdown started. 1, 2, 3, 3. First up, 10 observations.
Took it and just boom, put it right on the ground.
It's 1st and 10.
My fancy numbers aren't working, so we're just going to get rolling with number one. Obviously, this is a game with a huge cost. Jaden Daniels not finishing this game, not playing most of this game, is terrifying in the long term because it is a reminder, and I guess what I would call the quiet part out loud, right? The quiet part of all this winning streak, the success, the everything, is it's fragile. This is the nature of the NFL. This is not something that is specific to Jaden Daniels, even if there was a lot of consternation about Jaden's durability because of his size, you know, not being the biggest, thickest guy in the world before the draft. The reality is the data doesn't really support the concerns about size when it comes to injuries. Have there been some smaller guys that have gotten banged up? For sure. But the concerns about size when it comes to quarterbacks are the ability to be dragged down easily, the inability to see through throwing windows. Like, there isn't a lot of really like, oh, it's because they get crushed and stuff. And this injury was kind of freakish in that way. He just got bent funny getting tackled. I think that there is a lesson out in the open field. Like, hey, man, like, let's keep the hits predictable. So if you have a lane to the outside, like, let's stay to the outside and see if you can win a foot race. One, you're really fast and you might win a foot race. Two, in this particular case, as Jaden runs out to his right, you know the hit has to come from the left. There's a way you can protect yourself on that. So injuries happen in football, and that's the reality, that until they get a better roster with depth, like, there are injuries away at multiple spots from things not going as well. And obviously, things still went really well yesterday for reasons that we will discuss. But the number one thing coming out of this game is what happens with Jaden. Now, I will say, after hearing Dan Quinn, I have a pretty, like, I've been around football and I've been around this staff enough this year that they're pretty honest on stuff. And there's a way they word things that I think are pretty straightforward. And then I have the medical enough background with my training, whatever, to kind of understand some of the things that are in play here and some of the things you can rule out Like, he doesn't have a broken rib. You know how I know that? Because Dan Quinn said that it wasn't a contact situation. Like, they're not worried about him getting hit again. They're worried about whether he can throw and run and be an athlete. So if that's the case, that tells you it's something muscular. It's something where there's a strain or a pull, and whether it's a cartilage or one of the little muscles in there, because you got a whole bunch of stuff that's holding your core in place, like oblique, whatever it is. They're calling it ribs, so I'm guessing it's the cartilage situation. Like, that stuff hurts. It's really uncomfortable, and it does impact your ability to create torque, which is kind of important to throw a football, or if you need to be slithery and slide and move like that. Those sudden little twitchy movements can anger that thing. So we'll see. Like, I think that the other hint here is Dan Quinn said it's going to come down to my eyes in practice. It's not him getting clearance from a medical team. It's Dan watching Jaden play and going, this looks like Jaden, we can play him, or this doesn't look like Jaden. He's going to not be able to help us as much as we want, and thus it's not worth the risk of putting him back out there where he makes it worse. So, of course, there'll be medical people involved. I would guess a guy like Adam Peters is involved too. He's got to have the long-term vision, and that's kind of his job, where Dan's is more day-to-day, even though I think they both look at the others and try to weigh the factors the best they can. But ultimately, like, that's what we're talking about here, is some kind of rib injury, muscle, cartilage, etc., that when Jaden can perform and the risk of re-injury is low, he'll play. Until then, you know, we're obviously in doubt of the Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams showdown that we were hoping for on Sunday. Number two, I just want to talk about real quick in terms of his management moving forward, which is, it shouldn't change one bit. I understand the freak out of, he can't run, he's going to get hurt. Oh my God, no way. It's the design runs aren't what's going to get him hurt. And certainly something that's freakish like this. Yes, inherently, you're going to then take probably more hits than if you stood in the pocket. The biggest hits quarterbacks take are in the pocket. He has been tremendous at avoiding hits. He got hit in a funny way and got bent. This could have happened to a wide receiver. It could have happened to any ball carrier. It could have happened to a defensive back on a pick. It could have happened on a scramble that was not a design run, as Dan Quinn pointed out. This was a kind of a fluky thing. It happened to come on a play that started a design run. And by the way, that play was 46 yards and ultimately was the drive start on a touchdown drive. So if you want to have the maximal offense around Jaden Daniels, he has to run. It helps everybody else, and there's not a way around it. And unless you want to undercut one of the big reasons why he's been great, this is part of the deal. And that is, he is exposed to everything else that every ball carrier is, which most carries, most catches, most everything end up in all 22 guys getting up off the field. And that's just the reality of the situation. So I understand the consternation. I'm not saying that the feelings that you're feeling of concern are not coming from a place where you just want to see your guy healthy. What I'm telling you is, the solution isn't to take out the running game. That's not going to help anybody. It hurts the offense. And that's kind of the Jaden Daniels piece of it. Number three, last thing on the offense real quick, and then we'll get to a bunch of defense stuff, as well as a couple other news and notes in the back half of our first and 10. But number three, the offense deserves a ton of credit because they continue to pour it on and absolutely cook with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. Little bit of a rough start. He has a keeper, and then Cornelius Lucas loses big time quickly on a pass play, and they wind up in a third and long after a penalty, and then Cliff calls a perfect play. Deami's wide open, and Marcus just misses him. And then Marcus comes back out, misses a couple other throws, and they got back into the run game. He got a couple carries, and all of a sudden he found a rhythm to an extent, and he absolutely cooked from then on out. He was fantastic from middle of the second quarter all the way through, basically when they stopped trying on offense. And a lot of that has to do with, this is a very well designed, very well called, very well executed offense, and the O-line deserves credit, and the receivers deserve credit, and Marcus deserves credit, and Cliff, and Anthony Lynn, and Tavita Pritchard, and Bobby Johnson, and I don't want to leave anybody else out, so I'm going to stop. David Rye, here, there you go. Go Rye, the tight ends coach. Give them all credit. Also, the Panthers are terrible, and I cannot stress enough how much of an impact that had in this game, which is not meant to say that the Commanders actually performed secretly terribly. They took the tests that they were presented with, and they scored maybe not an A-plus because they did have a couple of field goals, and there's some red zone stuff that, obviously, if you get an A-plus, you score all of them touchdowns as opposed to stalling out in the red zone a couple times. But they, for sure as you know what, got an A. But the Panthers were not very good to begin with, and they have a bunch of injuries. And of their front seven, they're starting like day one, week one, front seven projected group. One dude played in this game. So you're talking about one of the worst teams in football that is super talent deficient, and you got the backups on that team playing against your offense. Again, Commanders did exactly what they were supposed to do. They went up and put up a 40-piece. But all the times that things didn't go perfectly to plan, that Marcus wasn't in a rhythm, he could kind of just stand there or shift around a little bit in the pocket. Oh, we got 4 seconds to throw. Sweet. Oh, there. Now someone's open. Oh, no one's open. Let's run around a little bit and let's scramble. Pass rush completely non-existent. Again, their front seven super banged up. So you run for 200 yards on them. Like, that is a bad. It's beyond a bad football team. They are bad and they are banged up. And something weird is happening in the NFL this year where the bad teams are extra bad. The guys who do DVOA, Aaron Schatz is the main guy behind it. And according to their metrics, they have never had this many teams that are this bad by their metric in terms of we're 30% worse than the league average. They've got like 5 or 6 teams that are that bad. It is brutal. And I don't know exactly what's causing it. I don't know exactly what it is. It's something that I actually kind of want to explore on the show this week to see if we can figure it out. But teams like Cleveland, teams like Carolina, they're just horrendously bad football teams. And the Commanders, to their credit, have beaten the crap out of them to the point that they have the league's best point differential. That is a credit to Washington. But it is not like, oh, this offense is just fine without Jaden. Marcus can run it. No, the Bears' defense is good. This is a very different challenge. And the precision and the decision-making, the creative ability, and all the stuff that Jaden provides is going to be much, 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 much more needed than it was against a Carolina team that is essentially, if you took Marcus Mariota and the rest of the Commanders' ones against most teams' threes and fours in the preseason and said, go play 60 minutes of NFL football. That's what happened yesterday, and the scoreline was certainly reflective of that. When we get back, something that even accentuated that, and when the game was in the balance, for about 2 seconds of when the game was in the balance, one big man who made a big difference. That's next in the back half of our first and 10 on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.